We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 8-9 lines from the top out of two dots. We just explained why Mishkan Shiloh was Charev, why was it destroyed. Now the Gemara has explained the first two Bate Mikdashim, the Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni, why it was destroyed. So the Gemara, Mikdash Rishon Himach Charev, why was the first place of Mikdash Charev? A famous Gemara, it's very Gimel Dvarim Shayibai because of the three things that they had. Avodah Zarah, that's idol worship, Begila Arayis, the Mezana, Veshvichas Damim, and murder. These three things they had in the first place of Mikdash, therefore was Charev, and the Gemara is going to prove from Sukkim that they had these three things. But you have to speak out, the Gemara of Dvarim, that Pe'alav says, comes from the Navi, famous Gemara, Amal of Da'aretz, why was the first place destroyed? Ashlei Berchu B'Tayra Tchila, because they didn't make Berchas HaTayra. So how did you do this Gemara? So the Mefarshim answer that they would have learned Torah, would have been mechav of Torah in the right way, they never would have came to the three Averis. Because they would have learned Torah, would have understood Torah, they would have known better. Or a little different, that maybe the Schus HaTorah would have protected them. But Lamai said, since they didn't have a Torah, so the Beis Mikdash was Chara because of these three Averis. How do you see in the Pesukim that they had these three Averis in the first Beis Mikdash? Avodah Zarah, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk is in Yeshaya, it says, Ki Kotzar HaMatzah, that's what it says in the Pasuk. And we darshan like this. My kotza matza mistareya. What does it mean? The bed is too short to put a bedspread over it. Omrab Yenison Chas Shom says like this. Kotza metzze mistare lof shnei reyim kechad. The darshan mistareya loshen shnei reyim. The bed wasn't able to fit two friends on the bed at one time. Meaning that they had the Avodah Zarah on the bed, there was no room anymore, Chas V'Shalom, V'Karas Baruch Hu. All they had room for was for the Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk V'Masecha, Tzarah Keskanes, also means that the Masecha, which is the Avodah Zarah, was a Tzarah to V'Karas Baruch Hu. They couldn't, like two wives, they couldn't fit it in. Omar Shmuel Achmeni came out there, very son, Lahai Krav, and he used to come to this Pasuk, Bach, he used to cry, I'm a man, the Chzivbe. By V'Karas Baruch Hu, it says, the Goddess of V'Karas Baruch Hu, Koines Kaneid Mehayom, that he piled like a tower the water of the sea, which is talking about Kriyas Yamsov, Nasis Loi Masecha Tzara, the Masecha becomes a Tzara Kaviyachal, Takaris Baruch Hu, it's a Pel de Gazach, and that's what the first Beis Mikdash there were Eva Avodah Zarah. Where do you see Gila Raya? Gila Raya is Tachsiv, also a Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says in Pasuk, Vayema Hashem, Yan, you see, because, Ki Gavu B'nai Sion, the B'nai Sion were they're elevated. V'talachna to his garoin, mesakrei sinayim, holoich v'tofoif talachna v'raglayim te'aksna. I think more than touch every word of this pasuk. Zok to Gemara, what does it mean? Yanki gavu t'bnei siyoin, shoy mahalchis aruches ha'aksara. They dafka put a short a woman next to a tall woman, therefore she'll stand out and people will look at her. V'talachna to his garoin, shoy mahalchis v'chkarmes kufa. The lady used to walk. Very tall, very straight, in order to show off. Umasakris enayim meant to have a malyan kukla enayim, used to fill up their eyes with eye makeup, and also to attract people. Holoich v'tofoiv telachna, what does that mean? They walked very slowly. Shemahalch lechas eke v'tzad gaidel. They walked very slow, very small footsteps, in order to take it to go very slow. Uveragleim te'akesna, which pasbra means with their feet. To Akstar, they angered Hashem, but the Mar Taish is like this. Omar Yitzchak Shavavias Marva Farsamah, he used to bring different types of good smelling perfumes. And they put it into their shoes. And the Bach adds on the words, Mahalkois Vashuke Yerushalayim, is to walk in the streets of Yerushalayim. Ukashemagiois, Eitz of Achuri Yisrael, they reached the Bachrim. The young boys of Klai Yisrael, Boyatos is to kick, Umatiz Zaleim, and the Besomim and the perfume spritched on them, Umachisim Yetzahara, and the Yetzahara went into them, Ke'eres Bekois, like the poison of a snake called Kois, and that's what he used to do. So you see here how the Gilei Arayis was rampant in the first place of Mikdash. So already proved by Zohar and Gilei Arayis. Now comes the third thing, Shvichas Dam, Techsiv, Begam Dam Noki, Shofach Menashe Harbim Oid. This is talking about Menashe HaMelech, which was in the first place of Mikdash. And it says, this is Chizkiyahu's son. And it says he spilled a lot of innocent blood. He killed a lot of people. Arash Emili Yitz Yishlayim Pelepeh. Until Yishlayim was filled with blood from Pelepeh. This is a terrible chait that Menashe did. You see, they had Shichas Dam in the first place of Mikdash. Avo b'mikdasheni. That's all the first base of mikdash. Avo b'mikdasheni. But in the second base of mikdash, oyskim v'tayra mitzvah v'chasadim. They were oyskim in tayra v'mitzvah v'chasadim. Shtikl meduyik, what we said before. They were oyskim v'tayra, and they weren't over the other three avera so much. So oyskim v'tayra mitzvah v'chasadim. V'mach charev. So why was it charev? Because they hated their fellow Jews, and it's really morally honest, more than just hating. They talked Lashon Hara. They were over sinas chinam Lashon Hara. Lamdecha shkula sinas chinam keneged shalosh averos. You see from here that just like the three averos caused the first base of mikdash to be charev, sinas chinam caused the second base of mikdash to be charev. So shkula sinas chinam keneged shalosh averos. Averozar gil rash shvichas damim. The avera of sinas chinam is equal to the three cardinal averos of averozar gil rash shvichas damim. So that's the first two bat mikdashim and shiloi why it was charev. And now here comes another memra. Some gemaras have the gears of Yechonam, Amar of Yechonam and Torsa. Rishayim hayu is one of the first bits of mikdash. Rishayim hayu, the Klai Yisrael on the first bits were Rishayim. Ella shatolu b'tchayim akaris baruch hu, but they trusted in akaris baruch hu, which pashas means not a good thing. They were Rishayim and said, we'll be fine. Aslam lemikdash rishon. Tumah mikdash rishon. The chesiv says in the pasuk, Rishayim b'shoychad yishpaitu. The leaders of Klai Yisrael had they. Do it entire. Had they judge? Had they rule with sheichad? With bribes? The chaynab mechir yairu and the koyanim paskin for a price. When the viyah bekesiv ksoim, when the viyim gave musar for money, everything was by money. But still, by Hashem yishenu, they relied on Hashem. Leimar alei Hashem vikibenu loisav leira. Hashem is with us. I'm not worried about anything. And that was good for a taina. That's not called betachin. The fikah. Because of these three things, that the leaders did bribes and the kahanim took money and the Nevi'im took money, the fikah havi'aleim karis baruch hu gimel gzeiros, karis baruch hu brought three gzeiros connected gimel averus v'yadim connected the three averus. Shenem it says in the pasuk lechem beglalchem, because of this avera tziyin sodet techarish, tziyin the fields will be plowed up. Yerushalayim eintia. Yerushalayim will be a desolate place, destroyed. V'harabayis v'mezyar. And harabayis will be like these tall, empty forests. So those are three things. So the harish, Yerushalayim eintia, and harabayis v'mezyar are connected to three things that they did wrong, v'shoichad, and mechir, and yiksoimu. When mikdash marakasho, mikdash rishon lahayu v'sinas chinam, the first piece of mikdash is no sinas chinam, but ksiv, it says in the pasuk, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel. So the beginning of the pasuk says, "Za'ak v'hilal ben Adam ki hiyas v'amihi v'chol nasiyas shol." And it says, "Megure el cherev hayu es ami l'chein svayk ayadcha." And the words "Megure el cherev hayu es ami," we're going to teach that it means that there was sin and skinim. Because Amar Rav Elazar, "Elu ben Adam sha'ichlam v'shayis v'zem zeh." Lashon megure, lashon living together. These are people who eat and drink together, and they behave like their friends. And they stab each other with the swords of their tongues, which means Lashon Hara. So here you see Sin and Chinam Lashon Hara. So they look like friends, meanwhile they hate each other. And they stab each other in the back. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, you see, the first Mitzvah Mikdash had Sin and Chinam as well. And we're saying it was Chara because the other things, because Gila Rais, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. And for the Gemara, it wasn't Gantz Klai Yisrael Sin and Chinam. It was Dafka the Nasi Yisrael. Even a Sia Yisrael, the leaders of Klai Yisrael at that time were over a little bit on Sinas Chinam. Havayi. The Chassid says in Pasuk, refers that Sinas Yisrael. It says, Zak v'hila ben Adam, ki hi yisa ba'ami. V'tanya, Zak v'hila ben Adam, yachol akal. Maybe everyone was Sinas Chinam. Tam lema, hi v'chol nasiya Yisrael. Only by the leaders of Klai Yisrael was the Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam, but not began Klai Yisrael. But the second of his mikdash was everyone, and therefore, the Beis Mikdash was Karev. So Gemara is coming out, the Mikdash Rishon, the Averis with Fahesia was Gila Raiz, Verzara Shvichas Damim, and second Beis Mikdash was really a hidden Averis, the Averis of Sinas Chinam. Rabbi Yechonam, Rabbi Leaz, Damri Tavayo, Rishonim Shinasgala Avainam, but Rishonim means the first Beis Mikdash, where they did it with Fahesia, then the Skala Kitzam. They at least knew how long the Galus was going to be. Hashem told them it was a 70-year galus. And they knew they had an end in sight. And why? Because their avera, even though it was terrible as it was, They weren't more scared of people than Hashem. It was in the open. Masha'inkin, the second Beis Mikdash, Achrayim, so Neskala Avayim, was a hidden chait. And they showed they're not scared of Hashem, only scared of people. Lo Neskala Kitzom. Their chait was not revealed to them, and they have no idea when this galus will end. Omer Rav Yechanan, another thing about the people in the first Beis Mikdash or the second Beis Mikdash. Omer Rav Yechanan, Toive Tziparno Shal Rishonim, the fingernails of the Rishonim is better, which means the lowest people of the first Beis Mikdash, like the nails, which are only to be cut and they're hard, they're better than Kresim Shal Achrayim. They're better than the main part of, like, you know, the main part of Klal Yisrael in the second Beis Mikdash. The first Beis Mikdash, they were much better. Omler Shlokish, what do you mean? Adar, I'll tell you the opposite. Achrayim Adifi, maybe the second Beis Mikdash is better. Because even though they weren't the leaders of, in the first place of Mikdash, Klai Yisrael led Eretz Yisrael. They were in charge, completely in charge. They had kings, and they were completely in charge. The second place of Mikdash already, if you read the history, there was no kings, and there's always other countries who really ruled them. Even by the second place of Mikdash, even though the Mikdash was up, but there was the Greeks and the Romans and all different things over the years. And still, Ka'ask with her, learning Torah, so they're better. They had a much harder time, they had a better. So, Amalei. So, Rabbi Yechon said back, no, I'll tell you, Bira Techiach. The Beis Mikdash is a Raya. The people from the first Beis Mikdash were better. Why? Because Bira Techiach, Chazur Roshayim, it came back for the first one. After the first Gauls, it came back. Like, Chazur Chazur Achrayim, it didn't come back after the second Gauls. So, you see that the people, the Klai Yisrael, the first Beis Mikdash were on a bigger Madrega. Shalom is Rabbi Lazar. Rishonim Gedolim or Yachareim Gedolim. Who is better? The Klai Yisrael from the first Beis Mikdash or the second Beis Mikdash? Om Lehem, Tnu Ein Eichem Bira. Look at the Bira, look at the Beis Mikdash. You see that the people, the Klai Yisrael from the first Beis Mikdash were better than the second Beis Mikdash. Ikad Amri, the same type of idea. Om Lehem, Eichem Bira, the Eidus, the witnesses, the Bira, that's a Raya. Rosh Lakish, the verse is a nice name. Rosh Lakish, who is from Eretz Yisrael, he's a Talmud of Yechanan, he's a contemporary of Yechanan, a Talmud. Rosh Lakish have a Sakhi by Yardana. He was washing himself in the Yardin. Also, Rav Baruchana, Rav Baruchana, who's from Bavel, came. Yoav Le Yoda, and he helped him out. He was bathing in the Yardin, helped him out. Omalei, so Rosh Lakish tells him, Elo Sanina Lechu. Hashem, God, hates you, the Bnei Bavel hates you. The Chsiv, because that's in the Pasuk, that we know when Klai Yisrael came back after the first Beis Mikdash, went to Bavel for 70 years, and then when they rebuilt the Beis Mikdash, Ezra and Kairish, they rebuilt the Beis Mikdash, not everyone came back from Bavel. Only around 40,000 Yidden came back from Bavel. So, Rosh Lakish tells the Bnei Bavel, it says in the Pasuk, Imchaymehi nivna leh tiras kesef, vimdelesi notzur oleha luach eres. Which he teaches like this. If you would have made yourself like a wall, which means it's complete, and everyone would have came back, v'alisam kulcha mei Ezra, and you all would have came from mei Ezra, Teres Yisrael, then imshaltim ke kesef. Then, the Beis HaMikdosh would have been, and the Dar would have been like, compared to silver, she'ain rekav shaylut poy. Doesn't erode, doesn't get spoiled. Achshav shalisim kedal says now that it came up like a door, which means like one door opened, one door stays stationary. So it means not everyone came back together. Nimshaltim ke'eres. You'll be compared to a cedar tree. Shal rekav shaylut poy. Where there worms could have control over it. It could erode. My eres, which Rash learns is like what's the problem with the eres. What does it mean? Amula sasmoiger, which is sasmoiger is a worm. It gets wormy. My sasmoiger, how we're being compared to a worm? How is second Beis Mikdash compared to the guy a little wormy? Like a little Amar Abba Baskoil, it only had, in the second Beis Mikdash, there was no Nevius anymore, no Navi, but a Baskoil. So it was like, it was there, but it was a less of a Madraiga. Ketanya Linton Abraisa. Meshameisu Nevi'im Achroinim. When the last Nevi'im died, Chagi Zechariah Malachi, Nestalka Ruach HaKadosh Mi'Yisrael. Ruach HaKadosh left Klai Yisrael, Vadayinoi Mishtamshim Baskoil, but they still used a Baskoil. So the second Beis HaMikdash didn't have the same nisim like the first Beis HaMikdash. There was no Shechina, there was no Ruach HaKodesh. There was only a Bas Koil, and that happened according to Rosh Lakish. The reason for that was because in Chaymehi, if you would have came up together as one whole Klal Yisrael, then it would have been like Chesed. So Gemara just has a Zaytiga question. How could Rosh Lakish talk to Rabbi Babachana? If Rosh Lakish had, we knew Rosh Lakish was a very starker person. And if Rosh Lakish talked to someone, we assumed that person was Mamash Tzadik. So Rosh Lakish mimish doy behadi Rabbi Babachana? Did Rosh Lakish talk to Rabbi Babachana? Or ma Rabbi Elazar? The Mardar Yisrael, Madach Rabbi Elazar, who was the biggest buck in Eretz Yisrael. Rosh Lakish didn't talk to him b'rabim. Why? The man the mishdoi Rosh Lakish b'hadei b'shuk. Anyone who Rosh Lakish talked to in the street, then people trusted that person that he talked to, and they yavle iska b'loy sadi. They give him investments without any money. And Rosh Lakish didn't talk to everyone. He only talked to someone he was sure this guy was an eman, and he didn't even talk to Rabbi Eliezer. So you think he'll talk to Rabbi Achana? He didn't talk to Hadi Rabbi Achana mishdoi. He'll talk to Rabbi Achana. Aren't Papa, you're right. So you have to change around the names over here. Shadi Gavra Benayu. You have to change one of the names. Oy Rosh Lakish Hava was Zahiri. Either Rosh Lakish and Zahiri. And the first one say, because Zahiri, everyone knew, was a trust that it was Adam Naman. Oy Rav Arachana Hava Rav Eliezer. Or is Rav Arachana and Rav Eliezer, not Rosh Lakish. Back upon him, we have the Gemara, either Rav Eliezer or Rosh Lakish, that said that the reason why the second base mikdash didn't have the same level of shchina like the first base mikdash, just because he didn't go up like a chayma. He didn't go up as a complete klai, so it went up like a delas. He didn't go up like a chayma. So ki'asla kamei de Rav Yechanan, when either Rosh Lakish or Rav Eliezer was a talmud also Rav Yechanan, when they came to Rav Yechanan on Malay, and they told him what they said, that like Rashi says, sipul like kacha marklo plan. I told them this thing about the chayma. Malay Sevicha says, no. Lav hayinu taima. It's nothing to do with that. That inami slika kulu be'ezra. Even if whole klayis went up me'ezra, lo yhavya shara shchina b'mikdasheni. The shchina would not have been there the same level in the second base of mikdash. Why? The chesiv, it says in the pasuk in parashas Noach, yafto lekim leyefes v'yishkom ba'olei shem, which we mean. And the Gemara says on top of the Yerom and Aleph, Afa gav yachlikim yefes, even though Hashem made something beautiful for Yefes, which means Yefes, what is the Parsiim, the Persians, they built the second base of Mikdash, and it was beautiful. It was unbelievably beautiful. But still, Ein Hashchina Shara B'Alei Shem. Only the Shchina Shara in the house that Shem built, which is the Shlomo HaMelech, which is from the descendants of Shem. And therefore, there was no Shchina second base of Mikdash. It says yachlikim yefes, Abba, the Yishka in Bali Shem. The Shechina will only be in Olei Shem. And Hashem, tomorrow's daf will continue to find out where do you see that Persians come from the Yefes, from the child of Noach Yefes.